Testing, testing, check, check,
check.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Again, I say again because this is actually recorded right after last week's episode, which was, for me, chronologically not last week, but immediately after. Just because Otto Inc. was gonna be on the show, but he didn't have time because it's the holidays, and I did want to release an episode on the holidays, even though it is the holidays, so we pre-recorded it. So the date is the same day as last week's at the time of this recording. Once again, I would like to preface the episode with the fact that there are potty mouth words dropped by myself and Tom, mostly me, because this is not scripted. So be forewarned, you have been warned. Let's get on to the podcast.
The Pet Boy Roy Entertainment Podcast.
Stage 7.
And Inky. We're live. Now, Tom, we discussed what we're going to talk about on this week's episode. This week's episode, we're going to talk about the best and the shittiest pens of 2019.
Yes, so the best and the worst.
Best and the worst. But is there any house cleaning that we need to do before we get started? I know we're recording this the same day we recorded last week's episode, so it's not like we have anything new to announce, right?
No, but I would like to maybe give away another one of your boxes,
okay,
if we could.
That sounds good.
So what I set up an email, mm-hmm, and you could only guess what this email is.
I can't imagine.
It is pentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com, mm-hmm, because we officially hit, I don't know, like how many viewers or subscribers do we have, like a handful, right?
I think we have at least seven now.
Oh, it's seven. It is just going through the roof right now. So,
dude, well, we got 16 followers on Podbean. I don't know how many on iTunes or anything like that. So
wait, how many on Podbean?
16 followers.
No. Man, yeah. I should have gotten a paid email account. Instead, I got this Gmail account.
I know, man. Come on. And then last week's episode on the 11th has 205 triangles, whatever the fuck that is. If it means play or download, I don't
triangles.
Know what it means.
Triangles. That's amazing.
Right. So we got 205 triangles. So that means either plays or downloads. I'm not sure.
And I'm aiming for a square. I think we could go for it.
No,
I think
we got that square. Would mean it stopped. We don't want that.
Oh, right.
Right. We're trying to end your podcast killing streak.
Yes, and so far it's made it much farther than any other podcast, I believe,
right,
in history.
That's right.
Podcasting about pens. No, it hasn't. But we were talking about the best and the worst pens of 2019. And I would like for somebody to email us, pentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com, with your best and worst pen of 2019.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
That sounds like a boring way to win something. Sure, let's do it that way.
No,
man.
Like not necessarily like the first person who does it, but we'll collect the responses. And then for next week's podcast, we'll announce the winner.
That's a good idea.
We'll randomly pick one. We'll announce the winner.
Alrighty. I'll go along with that boring way of doing things. That's fine. It's not like it's a fun thing like my Baby Yoda Instagram, my Instagram contest, which, by the way, by the time everyone's listening to this, they should already know who won or who didn't win. But I don't know yet because the winners haven't been picked yet. The winners are going to be picked on the 21st. So whoever won, congratulations.
Nice.
What do you think of this contest? I think it's probably one of the best contests in the fountain pen industry ever created in the history of anything created in fountain pens. What do you think?
Baby Yoda is so hot right now.
Right.
So very hot right now. Like the internet is ruled by Baby Yodas. Even my wife is getting in on this, and she doesn't like Star Wars.
That's nice. Yeah.
Not that she's drawing a Baby Yoda for your contest, but she's been using Baby Yoda memes like crazy. All those memes that you see with like Baby Yoda sipping the bone broth cup, or mm-hmm, or like kind of peeking out with a little sly smile. Like, she's been throwing up memes like crazy.
She knows you and I are friends, right?
Yes.
Then how is it that she's not supporting the Baby Yoda drawing contest and throwing up drawings of Baby Yoda?
She's supportive because she allowed me the time to actually draw one of the the entry, my entry for the Baby Yoda contest.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You got
kids. She didn't
look
over my shoulder and be like, oh, what are you doing? What are you drawing? I'm like, I started drawing Baby Yoda and she's like, oh man, that is so awesome.
Really? She is supportive. Holy cow. That's awesome.
It's Baby Yoda. I mean, that's just, it trips everybody's circuits. It's like, that's too cute for like, it's a cuteness overload.
Right. So just for everybody listening, when Tom said Baby Yoda is hot right now, he wasn't talking that Baby Yoda is hot because that would just make him a creepy pervert. He's saying that Baby Yoda in popularity is hot. And if you don't know what Baby Yoda is, Baby Yoda is a baby version of Yoda from the Star Wars movies that's being shown in the Mandalorian TV show that's on Disney Plus. So what I did was I took advantage of the Baby Yoda popularity and I said, you know what? I'm not doing a Savage Pen Awards this year. I didn't have the time. I want to do something where I can give back to the community and kind of just like say thanks, right? But it's almost like a kind of thanks because I'm not really spending money on anything. All I really did is I reached out to Kenro Industries and Yaffa Brands and Leonardo. And I said, hey, listen, I want to give people free shit, but I don't have money to give people free shit. So you're going to give them free shit, but we're going to use my idea for it. And they were all on board. So thanks goes out to them.
Dude, there's some awesome prizes in that.
Dude, and not only that, let me just go over some of the things. I mean, everybody already knows now. This is just kind of behind the scenes. At first, it was just going to be one winner, right? Do you remember that? So, like,
right.
It was going to be, you upload a picture of Baby Yoda, and we'll see how you do. And then I keep seeing these comments on social media about these people who are just like, oh, that's too bad. I can't fucking draw and shit like that. So then I started saying, like, listen, it's not about the skill, it's about the will, right? It's not about being great at drawing, it's about being able to do it even though you know you suck, but trying anyway, because that takes courage no matter what it is. It takes courage to do anything you suck at, but do it anyway knowing you suck. And what I like was...
There's plenty of courage involved in just posting anything out on social media that you created.
Exactly, 100%. And it takes even more courage for you to do it knowing that you're not good at it. So what I did was, after seeing that enough times, I'm like, shit, I want someone to feel good about their creation, even if it sucks. So I reached out to the brands and I'm like, listen, we can't just do one winner because it's just going to be the person who is the most talented wins or the person with the most skill wins. Then people who don't have talent or people who never gave drawing a shot, they just won't have a chance. So I'm like, you know what? We got to do it like this. We got to give one prize for having the skill, and we got to have one prize for having the will. So Kenro was on board. Leonardo didn't even wait a second. He just was like, all right, how about a different color pen? I'm like, dude, bellissimo. So so Salvatore Matrone, the owner of Leonardo, he was good for it. Now, let me tell you this. I kind of ran into a little bit of a hiccup when talking with Nee from Yaffa Brands. Because at first he thought that this giveaway was just a Yaffa Brands giveaway. And I had to clarify, I'm like, no, dude, I'm not doing this for you. You're doing this with me, right? So I'm doing something. This idea is mine and you're part of it. So he was cool with it. Not only was he cool with it, he took it a step further. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. We're not giving one prize. We're not giving two prizes. We're giving them five prizes. I said,
nice.
Okay, so here's how the prizes are going to work, he tells me. He's like, you're going to have first place, second place. First place is the skill, second place is the will. He didn't actually say second place. To me, they're both first places because I give a lot of credit to someone who sucks at something but gives it a shot anyway. And then there's going to be a third, fourth, and fifth place prize. Every single winner is going to get a pen and ink. The top winners, the skill and will winners, they're getting the Conklin Crescent fillers, or got, because we're recording this before, but it's going to be played for everybody after. They got Conklin Crescent fillers with ink, and third, fourth, and fifth, they're getting Monzas and ink. So,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the most expensive. Listen, those pens are just fucking Jinhao pens with rebranding, but still, you're still getting something, and that's
a
really
good gift. Absolutely. You get a free pen.
Absolutely.
And it's something to recognize the fact that you just put yourself out there.
Exactly.
And there's really, other than getting likes and a few comments here and there, there's really nothing that, gives you that sort of feedback where you get an actual prize for posting something on the internet.
100%. 100%. And you know what the thing is, though? It's like, I used to compete in martial arts, and that was scary. right? I used to also perform music in front of people, and that was scary. And the outcomes of failure are both horrifying. The difference between one and the other is, I honestly think standing on a stage and playing in front of people is scarier than standing across from someone who's going to beat you up. I don't know why, but that to me is more scary. And then on top of that, if you've never drawn something, like some of these people who are putting in the entries, if you've never drawn something, it's got to be scary for them. It's got to be scary for them. So my hat's off to those people who are willing to suck publicly, all right? And I mean that euphemistically. I don't expect them to do anything inappropriate publicly. I'm saying drawing and not doing well.
Or recorded on Instagram to be posted on Instagram. We don't want to see that stuff. You leave that stuff off of the internet.
Right. Listen, but you know, got to be careful how you say things nowadays. Everything, you know, upsets people. So, but thank you, everybody who was talented and put up excellent pictures of Baby Yoda. And thank you for everybody who sucked and sucked publicly. I appreciate both. And I think there is praise that should go out to everybody.
But yeah, you've taken the first step. Even if you completely are terrible at drawing and it's just a stick drawing, you've taken this first step towards becoming a better drawer. Because
right.
you have to work at it. You know, it's not just going to come to you naturally. Like, you have to spend the time to be able to develop the skill for it.
I agree. And you know what? I take it a step further. I don't think it's just simply about taking a step towards drawing. I think it's a step towards anything. You know, you get past that first obstacle of sucking at something and doing it anyway, it just builds up courage. And then you have that courage.
Also, it beats back the fear.
Right.
You know, it's a big inhibitor for people. Like, it keeps people from enjoying their lives or being adventurous or doing something that they feel is going to upset somebody. Like, you just have to beat it back all the time and get yourself uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And that's exposure therapy, you know. It's what they do to get people to, you know, realize that it's not going to be so scary.
I agree.
You know, So
this whole thing, and I'm telling you right now, you know what? I'm coining a new thing. My new thing is, if you know you suck at something, you suck publicly and expose yourself. That's what I say people should do. What's so funny?
That's an awesome soundbite. You suck publicly and expose yourself.
Right. You know what I mean. I don't mean it phallically. It just happens to sound that way. How many people do you think we lost so far? How many listeners are like, oh my God, this is so disgusting, and then we just lost.
We need to get back to the best and the worst of 2019. That's
right.
What we need to do.
We just spent 12 minutes on talking about sucking and exposing yourself publicly. All right.
It's all good. It's all good because we're going to be talking about the best pens and then the pens that suck.
All right.
So that's our lead in. There
all right.
you go.
As usual, I like you to start.
Okay. All right. So we had the 50th moon landing anniversary this past July.
That's right.
And a lot of manufacturers came out with different pens that celebrated it. You know,
okay.
You've seen and reviewed the moon landing from Monte Grappa. There's also Retro 51, Fisher Space Pens. You know, a few manufacturers kind of threw their hat in the ring with a moon pen. I think even Monteverde has a Mega Ink Ball that is completely missing the mark, because now it's like, I think, January when that's going to be coming out. With a special moon landing where it's like painted and stuff like that. But I wanted to kind of say there was the best one of the moon landing, and then there's the worst pen. And I would give my hat off to Retro 51 for their Apollo 11 limited edition that was released, because I felt that did it for me. That design was, you know, it just knocked my socks off with, like, the Saturn V rocket, the design of it all, and the fact that it was a reasonably priced fountain pen. And
what did it cost, that one?
That was a little north of 100, I believe.
Right.
I want to say it was a little bit, I don't think it was that crazy expensive, but it was, I have to double check here, but yeah, it wasn't too terribly bad. But now that it's completely sold out, of course, it's being sold for a lot more on eBay because they've been flipping them that way.
Really? So, are people milking it and jacking up the price on eBay? I'm actually looking for mine in my pen tray here. So people are actually taking advantage of the people who didn't get
theirs. Oh, yeah, they always do. Hmm. Oh, I think it was originally being sold for $120, I want to say.
Okay, and what's it going for now on eBay?
don't know. Let me see. But as I'm taking a look at that, I wanted to even, because like when I just typed in and looked for the Apollo 11 fountain pen, I see the one that I would classify as being the worst one out of the bunch.
Which one is that one?
And that happens to be the Monte Grappa, not the standard edition, but that limited edition with the separation stage of the rocket. I have to say that's the worst one because it is not worth the $8,000. Oh. I don't care.
You're talking about the cheaper of the two expensive ones. The one that's $8,500 made of sterling silver and resin.
It's just incredible. I mean, it's not even a usable pen. Like it's not, you know, it's I can't see my, because I buy pens, I want to write with them. When it's so complicated like that, and it's such a huge hulking behemoth of a pen, and then on top of that, it's so expensive that if you feel bad for breathing on it the wrong way. That is just not, it's just not something that I would ever want to have in my collection, nor would I want to have it out for display because, like, it's not like, I could see maybe somebody who has, like, a top flight Apollo mission, collection where they've even got, like, pieces of the moon, mm-hmm. you know, in their collection that they would buy something like that. But, like, for a manufacturer to come out with something, you know, that's any other number of pieces that was that expensive. It just is crazy to me.
I
just see that as a pen that's not appreciated by the masses. And I kind of feel that the standard edition kind of also falls into that category because you're looking for you're looking at a $400 steel nib fountain pen. You know, from the couple weeks ago when we were talking about the things that really gripe me about, you know, certain things in the pen industry, and that's a steel nib that goes for anything more than $300. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they have it, and the Moon Landing, the standard edition, didn't even have, like, the colors of the, you know, they couldn't even make it a colored version. They have to make it all have that, you know, the titanium or whatever that's all gray. It's not exciting, you know?
It's actually aluminum, and it was laser engraved. The entire thing is laser engraved.
It doesn't have any color on it. Like Retro 51, they put the whole, you know, the color scheme, they put a American flag on it. They had the trims were all nice, and I think they were the rose gold trims, or it may have not been rose gold, may have been just the regular gold, but, you know, it was simply well done. They always know how to do a perfect theme pen, and for the Apollo moon landing anniversary, I think they knocked it out of the park.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at the Retro 51 right now. It looks like yellow gold, not rose gold. Everything is imprinted, like I think what they call silk screened on, and then there's like a lacquer coating on it. It has colors on the flag. It has black and white. The lettering on it is red. So I see what you're saying compared to the open edition Monte Grappa. My thoughts on the Moon Landing pen by Retro 51, while I do agree with you, I think it's a more practical version of the moon landing. It looks more like the actual rocket because of the color scheme and everything like that. Little nitpicky shit that I'll talk about is the trim is all gold, but the nib is white metal.
It's stainless steel.
So that kind of throws it off for me. Another thing that throws it off for me, and I think, did I mention this in the review of the Mustang, P-51 Mustang? It goes out of alignment.
Because it didn't happen yet, I don't think.
Which one?
I guess I know what you're gonna say. I don't think it happened with the when you did the review. It didn't happen yet. I think it happened after a while.
Oh, that's right. So the capping after a while, because you got metal threads on the barrel and a soft plastic threaded sleeve assembly inside the cap. What happens is it over rotates a little bit ever so slightly. So whereas on the Apollo. I'm sorry. So on the Apollo 11, or was it Apollo 5? Whatever. The rocket 11. Pen made by Retro 51, the alignment mm-hmm. of the 50th anniversary and the lettering goes out of alignment over time. And I know you accuse me of like over-tightening pens, but this one I haven't even over-tightened very much. And
you have like a death grip on your pens.
No,
it's just,
I know.
It's just, yeah, it's crazy, but I had to bring it up one time, and I've regretted it since then.
I just love how delicate. Listen, man, I love you, but you do tighten your pens way too tight. No, but this one
every
I was
time
very
you would
careful.
Pass one of my pens back to me, I'm like, this is really hard getting this cap back off of here.
Yeah, Nope. I mean, I get that. So ever since then, you know what? I'm very careful. I don't tighten it as much. But with this retro one, it does go out of alignment. You know, there's that. And
yeah,
I do find, like I said, the nib being silver kind of detracting. Where I give the Monte Grappa the nod is in the finish, in the choice of not painting it, but laser engraving it so it's more permanent. Where mm-hmm. I really kind of irked me is it doesn't cap further or continue to, you know, cap and go out of alignment like the retro. But what does irk me about that one is mine right from jump isn't aligned to start. And that's not acceptable for a $400 pen. Shit, man, it's right. not acceptable for a $100 pen. You know what I mean? Look, I'm sitting here talking about the retro, complaining about that. You know, it's not acceptable for a $100 pen. It's definitely not acceptable for a $400 pen.
Quadruple not acceptable.
Right, quadruple not acceptable. It's like a not acceptable. You know what I'm
saying? And I did find that now I'm looking at the Retro 51 fountain pen on eBay. I think they originally were going for 120 or 125, and I see a couple of listings for 160 and 150 or 145. And then if you wanted to get, there was the fountain pen plus the Space Race, which was the three rollerball set, the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo rollerballs. If you wanted to get all four of those pens together, it's $875.
Jeez.
It's crazy, man. Crazy. Yeah. But let's get on to the next item. Best limited edition of 2019. Go.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get to answer. Oh, wait, no, that's pretty much, so I'm responding to yours. Best limited edition of 2019 is going to be the Natuno 1911 Savage Green limited edition, one of one. It's the Pen Boy Roy limited edition.
Very own Nino Marino fountain pen.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Dude, listen, if I'm going to pick one of the best pens, the limited edition of the year 2019, I have to pick this one. So this is the story of how this one came about. It is limited and it's not available to anyone. There's only one made.
So you mean to tell me I can't buy it? I can't go to Nino and be like, could you just make me a Savage Green pen?
You could probably buy one and have one made, but it won't be part of this series because this one is literally number one of one. You know, and it's labeled right on the body, the Pen Boy Roy Savage Green Edition Natuno, made in Italy, and on the bottom it says one of one. Boom. Mm. Boom. So here's how this one came about. I was just talking to Nino Marino about how much I actually enjoy the 1911 pens and the design. I particularly enjoy things where things are custom made, like the clip. Listen, the clip is not a mass-produced clip. It's not one of these where, you know, he just selected one of the existing clips of the manufacturer. No, he had them made, so he had molds made and shit like that. So I appreciate that. And then I said, you know, it's too bad you're not making one in green because green's my favorite color. He says, oh, you like green? I said, yeah, I like green. He's like, all right, well, guess what? You just got yourself a green. And I'm like, what? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, shit. And he's like, yeah, man. Only all the stuff he said was broken English and not as good as mine.
But he's like, I'm making the green for you. I make it the
green.
Yeah, for you.
Right. And once he made it, he sent it to me. And I was like, holy cow. You know, I can't really do a review on it, though. Excuse me. I was coughing because I'm still sick. Because it's only been an hour since we started the last podcast, even though people are hearing it a week later. No, I mean, I can't really review it because it's not really for sale. I'm not selling it. It's not something that anybody can just ask for and get.
And then you saying that you got it made from him is going to then make other people like look to contact Nino Marino and be like, you make my own pen, you know?
Right.
Like,
can you make me one also? I mean, listen, maybe this will open up a division.
I want a one of one.
You know, maybe he might start doing custom pens where he says, all right, tell me what color you want. Tell me what color nib you want. Tell me what this you want, you know? Like, kind of like Edison
pens. I'm sure that there's a price for everything, you know? But whether he's willing to do it for a certain amount that's reasonable for everybody else, that's up to him.
Oh, that's true. That is true. So, I mean, but that could be something that he could start doing.
What is the worst limited edition of 2019?
The Esterbrook Popeye pen.
Was that 2019?
I believe it was. Let me look it up really quick. Was it 2019?
But yeah, I would agree that the Esterbrook, anything that is not the Esty or the Camden, which, I mean, Camden's pretty good.
The Camden's good.
But anything that's not the Esty or the Camden, it's pretty much terrible.
Right. So the shittiest limited edition, I would say, hold on, I'm trying to look at the Esterbrook pens. I'm trying to see when they were released.
Well, while you do that, I will share my best and worst.
Let's hear it.
While you look that up.
Well, you already shared your worst, your best. What's your worst?
I was talking about the Apollo pens.
Okay.
But like, as far as like overall general limited edition, I would say the best one of this year is the Pilot Vanishing Point Tropical Turquoise. That is pretty nice. And it's just like they come out with these colors, and I'll tell you a little bit about that too, is that the reason why you come with, like, let's say last year was the cross lines, which was boring as all heck, with just like the solid black with the cross hatching of a few straight lines that are running perpendicularly and just whatever. The reason why that it just changes so rapidly or so flip flops from year to year is because the different markets that Pilot is in get to decide the limited edition of the year. So that the cross lines of last year, I believe, was a pick from Europe, and we had the tropical turquoise. The U.S. market had the tropical turquoise this year. So we were the ones that picked the Crimson Sunrise and the Twilight previously.
Okay.
And those were knockouts that people absolutely love, and we continued onward. Not me particularly. I didn't have any influence in it, but let Pilot USA had continued with something that was also right up everybody's alley with like a nice aquamarine that has a marble pattern and everything. I think it just looks outstanding. Did an awesome job with that. And I know that we don't have it next year, and I heard that next year's is going to be a pretty big bummer. So, you know, if you haven't taken the plunge on the limited editions, I would definitely go for that tropical turquoise, because next year's really not going to be one that you'd want to wait for. So,
Last year's was pretty disappointing. It was just cross line, which was a lot of people were disappointed about it.
Yeah. It really was not exciting, and took a long time for those to finally go out. But it just. You know, that's just what it is. They go from market to market.
I'm surprised they even sold out. I mean, it looks like a racetrack for the fucking movie Tron. But, you know, just straight up and down. Well, this is interesting. No, but this one, the tropical turquoise, I didn't see it. I didn't hold it in my hands. I have a Stormtrooper colored one. But is the tropical turquoise, is that acrylic or is it just lacquered metal? Or what is it?
It's just lacquered, yeah. So it's like a lacquered finish over, you know, a usual Pilot Vanishing Point.
Okay. Alrighty.
But it looks pretty nice. I mean, if you're going to get a limited, you know, I would go for something like that.
Right.
You know, this is just really nice. And if you missed out on, like, the Twilight or the Crimson Sunrise, that I think would be one of the better ones to get from the last recent several years. But my worst limited edition pen of 2019 is actually one that I own.
What is it?
It's the Lamy 2000 Bauhaus.
The blue one?
Yes, the blue one. Because I contradict myself here. It's kind of a paradox because, like, I love it. It's my pen, but I say it's the worst out of the year because in terms of, like, what its potential could have been, it just fell way short of it. They only made 1,919 pieces, and they jacked the price up, like, what, like 3-4 times the amount a normal 2000 would cost.
Seriously?
And all it is it's just a navy blue macrylon finish.
Wow.
And a shiny clip. You know, it really was kind of like, when I saw how much it was going to cost, I was just like, they really got me over a barrel here, because I saw that pen being made in Germany, and I wanted to take one home with me so bad. I begged people that did not speak my language, because, you know, of course they're all German over there, and I was saying I will go out to the nearest ATM and get myself euros to buy this right now. I need to leave with it. And they're like, no, we cannot give this to you. Because I was like, well, how much is it? They didn't even have any of that together. They just said, oh, it's going to be a small run. And I'm like, but why? It never comes out where there's a limited edition 2000, and never in its history did it have anything other than like a black or that stainless steel or that whatever that 50th anniversary one that was like that amber, they call it black amber or something like that, which was kind of like a creamy looking bronzy silver sort of color, like a beige, and those are lame. I had to have the blue one because I've always said I would get a 2000, but it needs to be something other than black. So they had me over a barrel, they got me on it, and that's why I kind of, at the same time, I love it, and I don't regret getting it, but at the same time, when it comes to it being a limited edition for the greater group as a whole, as a fountain pen community, they definitely, you know, gave it to us that time. They bent us over backwards.
Right, so your gripe isn't the fact that it's not a well-made pen or it's not a beautiful pen. Your gripe is the fact that they jacked up the price because they simply could, and they made it limited when they didn't have to.
Exactly. They made it so exclusive that not everybody could enjoy it. And that 2000, the normal standard 2000, is a staple in a ton of people's fountain pen collections. Like, almost everybody that I know, like a good percentage, not saying like everybody, but like, let's say like 60 or 70% of people that I talk to have a 2000 that are fountain pen enthusiasts. And it's just like such an integral staple in everybody. But like, not to have it so that you can't get a version of it in a blue or like in a limited edition, that just really sells itself way short.
Right. I mean, it's too bad, because imagine if they made the blue one, but the blue one was the regular price and it wasn't so limited. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I think they'd have made a killing off of it.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen to me is that next year they're going to make a standard version of the blue, and then I'm going to be like kicking myself for it.
Like, why the fuck did I pay $450 extra for a pen that I could have just waited a little bit longer for? Man, should have waited. But then again, you're like me. Fear of missing out. You got to get it. You know, imagine they made a green one. I would be knocking, I would be banging on your door.
Oh, man, like a nice dark green with like, let's say gold.
Yeah.
With the gold instead of the silver.
Oh,
that would look sharp.
Forget about it. I'd liquidate my account just to get one. But going back to what I thought was the shittiest limited edition, the Popeye pen. But I can't find any information on if it was from the year 2019 or not. So suffice it to say, if it's from 2019, it sucked because it was $170 discounted down to $125. Dude, that to me is nothing more than a Jinhao with silk screening of Popeye on it. And if you love Popeye and you're not a fountain pen enthusiast, then it's a good trinket to have in a shelf. But it's not a fountain pen. It's not made to be a fountain pen. It dries out really quickly. Doesn't write well. It's like a cracked chicken bone. So that was a shitty limited edition. Then there was a regular edition, the Esterbrook Phaeton 300 Rs. Those pens sucked. Those pens were Indian made. They're basically Camlins that are $8, that they were just beefed up. And to me, they were overpriced for what they were. I never actually reviewed one because I didn't want to spend my time on it, but maybe I should, but to me they were overpriced. They kind of sucked. They're not the greatest pens, but those were also the era of Esterbrook before it became what the Esty and the Camlin is, Camden rather.
Camden, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hit on some. You have any other categories that you wanted to do? Like, you know, I have a couple other ones I could throw at you.
Let's hear it.
All right, best theme pen.
Best theme pen.
Yes.
Gee, I wasn't prepared for this. You tell me yours.
You actually have it. You have one that I was thinking of.
Is it the Penider?
Nope.
Gee, I have so many pens. Yeah. Oh, is it the Cross Star Wars?
Yes, the Darth Vader.
Darth Vader Peerless, yes.
I thought that was excellently done.
I think it is excellently done. Excellently done as well. I really love this pen. I love that it has a Swarovski swirl. I love that it has a Sailor nib. You know,
yes,
it's just
that to me seals the deal for it, because if it just had any other cross type of gold nib on it, I wouldn't be so sweet on it, but it's got the sailor nib and it's just like, well, it's Darth Vader too. And you know, the SBRE Brown did that review. Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. Darth Vader did that review for SBRE Brown. And that just, you know, that just made it for me. And I was like, oh man, that's such a great idea and great pen.
Yeah. I really like it. I like the way it writes. Everything about it is really good. I honestly wouldn't spend the money on a Peerless, even though it has a Sailor nib on it, unless it was the Darth Vader one.
Yes.
You know, I just feel like maybe it's a little bit overpriced, even though it has a Sailor nib on it. But the fact that it's Darth Vader and they're limited kind of changes this game for me. My cat is trying to get on my lap here. Come on, buddy.
Well, I thought just talking about the worst now, I thought there was a couple of pens that were kind of suspect in their theme, and one of which was the Lamy Safari USA, the Independence that came out during the summer, that was essentially you just took the barrel and the front section of a blue Safari, then you just took a white cap with the red clip that you would find on, let's say, a Lamy Joy, and you just put it together and you called it a special edition, and then you charged more for it than you would a normal Safari.
I appreciate the commemorativeness to the United States of America, but don't make it look like butt. I mean, that thing was ugly.
They could have just taken a simple effort of, like, screen printing, like, stars on, let's say, the blue part.
Yeah.
Or like, switching the colors and putting the stars on the cap with the blue. And then, like, you know, they could have done so many different things with it that just with a little bit of effort. But it just looks like somebody's cousin that, let's say, one of the executives that their cousin came to work and they needed to give him a job or her a job, and that job was to come up with this new pen design, or that their job was to get coffee, and then they brought, like, they were playing around with the pens, and then they brought it to one of the executives, and the executives was like, oh, that's a cute idea. It's like, oh, no, you should really listen to him because he's, like, the higher-up's, like, nephew. And you should really, like, listen to him on this one because, you know, that's just the situation right now. So that's how it was born. That's how it happened.
Right. I agree. Because that, like, listen, the only person that would appeal to is my cat, and he's colorblind. So that's probably the only reason why. And he's chewing on a cord. Hey, cut that out. He's chewing on cords right now. I can't get him to stop chewing on cords. He might have started the fire in my kitchen. You never know.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to blame him, but it's actually human error on that one. But when it comes to the good limited editions, we covered the Star Wars. We also... Oh, I want to talk about a couple of limited editions that came out this year. The Panaira La Grande Bellezza. We have the Forged Carbon, which I love. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing a review on it. There are some jarring design elements that are problematic with some of them, not all of them, and I'll go over that in my future review on YouTube, so keep an eye out for that. But this is one of those, this is another one of those limited editions that are pretty unique and pretty cool,
but and pricey,
right, but may have a glaring flaw to it. And like I said, you have to wait for the review. I want you to watch the review. I mean, you know what it is since I've been over
it
with you.
Is it like the flaw in the Death Star plans? Like, if I send a band of rebel fighters at the Forged Carbon, will they find that weak spot where they could shoot photon torpedoes at it and then it will just explode and will make you cry?
No. No, I'm trying to relate that to this pen. It could be. I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to think on that one. I really am.
So another pen that I didn't appreciate the theme on was the Sailor 1911, the 4 a.m. Because when I say 4 a.m., like, what do you think of? Like, what does that do for you in terms of, like, explaining the pen's finish or the theme?
Right, like, what color is 4 a.m.?
Because, like, 4 a.m. could, for some people, is like the walk of shame, or it could be like, I need to go get tacos, or I'm in the middle of an anime binge, or I've been playing World of Warcraft way too long and my butt is now numb. So it could be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Like, they could be waking up and all they see is a pool of vomit, so they would think the pen looks like vomit.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could, like, 4 a.m. is such a nebulous concept, and to me, I don't want to be up at 4 a.m. You know, I don't want to be up burning the midnight oil because I did not hand in my paper on time, or, you know, I can't sleep, or I'm getting up early. No one wants to get up early at 4 a.m. Like the ideal job, you're getting up at, like, you know, maybe like dawn-ish, like, or the sun finally comes up. There's no chance of the sun coming up at 4 a.m.
No,
not even in the dead of summer.
I hear you. Well, you know what the thing is, though? So then what I'm getting is it's not the pen that you have a gripe with. It's more just the naming of the pen.
It's the theme. That's what I'm saying. It's the worst. I would say it's the worst theme. And also, too, is that it has black trims, the black ion-plated trims, uh-huh. but yet it has a rhodium silver nib, which I knew the moment that I saw that, I'm like, people are going to have major gripes with this thing. They are not going to want to get it just because the nib does not match the trims. And sure enough, I'm getting people like, oh, looks cool, but man, that nib is a no-go. That's a no-starter right there.
Well, you know what's funny is the Darth Vader cross is also the same way. It should have had like a black rhodium-plated trim, but it has a white gold nib, but the whole pen is Darth Vader themed. So I think because of that, how strong the theme is excusable. But
well, that's like when you take off the helmet, that's the pasty white skin underneath.
Right, the guy.
Now you're gonna, and now every time you're gonna write with that pen, you're gonna think of like unhelmeting Darth Vader.
Yeah, and then his voice goes from James Earl Jones to like some nasal British guy. So apparently that helmet like filtered out British accent and nasal sounding voices. Okay. I guess, you know, but hey, no one should argue with the Star Wars thing. But what else you got?
So also too, funniest looking pen.
Gee, I know we talked about this at one point. There was a Mont Blanc one that looked like a pet, like a pen, just like a snake swallowed a gazelle. It was pretty hideous. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is that like the Rouge et Noir or something like that?
No,
or is that
different? The Rouge et Noir is not too bad. It actually has a snake on it. That's not what I'm talking about.
I heard snake, so that's why just my mind went to that.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can call it to memory. But what's yours? Tell me about yours.
I believe this was done this year, but I've made a comment to you about it, but the emaciated Visconti Mirage.
Oh, yeah.
The one that looks like it's starving because it's like collapsing in on itself.
Yeah, and it's also falling apart from the inside. The cap magnet comes out, the center band comes out. I'm like, what the fuck? Every one you sent me had an issue, remember?
Oh, God. Visconti, I told people in my office, I'm like, I'm going to be asking Visconti to pay a bill, like, for my services, because I've had to tune and fix and deal with so many different Visconti problems across the board this year. It's insane. Absolutely insane. But also, too, I would fit in that category is the Conklin Duraflex Freedom, because that was, like, somebody put the American flag in a wood chipper and then just regurgitated it into a pen form.
Yeah, they put an American flag into a wood chipper and it came out as sprinkles. It's like, what the hell happened to this one, right? Gosh, can't they make a cool looking
one? So it came out, what, in July? And then, like, 2 months later, it's on clearance everywhere. And it's like, yeah, you made way too many of those. You shouldn't have gone that route.
You know what does look good? The new Elmos.
Yes.
The Mont Blanc Elmos, those look fantastic.
They did the Fantasy Bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flower ones, those look awesome.
Yeah.
But those haven't come out yet, really. I don't think that many retailers have. I know that Goldspot hasn't had them yet, but we have them on order. But those look really, really nice.
Yeah, Carrie just sent me the green one.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm holding it in my hand right now.
That's not a funny looking pen. That's just a nice pen.
Yeah, this one, this swirls on this one. I like it. They also replaced the threads with a metal thread assembly.
Oh, okay. I'm not a big fan of that just because of the fact that you won't be able to eyedropper it then.
You know what? I don't really eyedropper my pens, but I can understand. I'd rather have the option than not have the option. But even if the thread assembly was acrylic, you still can't eyedropper the Elmos anyway.
Why wouldn't you?
Because in every Elmo, every single Elmo, inside the barrel is a brass sleeve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I didn't think there was one inside them.
Yeah.
I have to take a look.
They're in all of them. It's just to give the pen a reinforcement and some weight.
All right. So to wrap things up, I would say the worst selling point is the last one.
Go for it. Let's hear yours.
All right. Worst selling point of 2019 of a pen. The Noodler's Triple Tail. It is odor free.
Is that what was that seriously a selling point?
Well, that I mean, I've seen it like let's say if you're looking at let's say Goulet on their social media or like on their you know, like they will actually put in the copy saying like it's odor free. And you know what? That is actually one of the things that I would actually say to people, because so many of them come out and they're the clear ones and they smell, but this one does not. It's only really the acrylic and the ebonite ones don't, you know, and people kind of know that because it's acrylic or ebonite, but like the ones that are, you know, the kind of the cheaper Ahabs or the Conrads that are clear, they smell awful.
Right.
And that's, but that to me is just like the worst selling point that you actually have to mention that the pen doesn't smell in order to be like, well, this is a great pen. It doesn't smell.
Right. Like, can you imagine if that's on like a print ad? It's like, you know, pick yourself up a Triple Tail by Noodlers. And finally,
I can imagine one of those vintage posters with like the guy, you know, holding the pen and he's like got a smart suit on. It's like, Noodlers Triple Tail. You could flex and write Spencerian and it won't smell.
Right. It's like, oh, okay.
And you could have your honey right next to you so that, you know, she won't like catch an odor of like you writing with your pen.
Right, right. You know, how I would print that out? I would print it out with like a dirty adult diaper and be like, they don't smell like each other for the first time. Get yours today. That's how I would have mine. It's a good thing that they don't smell, and that is probably one of the worst smelling points. That's, can you imagine going into a McDonald's or a burger joint and the advertising selling point for their best burger is like it doesn't taste like shit, you know?
whereas like there's like, let's say the better selling points, the Visconti Skylight. Oh, well, it's a Homo sapiens, but it has an ink window in it. Well, that's a great selling point because normally they don't and you can't see through the lava. But like, bad selling point, yeah, it doesn't smell.
I don't know if that's official from Nathan Tardif though.
No, it's definitely not, because he gives you nothing to go on. You just get the pens and then you're supposed to figure out what to do with them. So like, you get the pen, the little sheet comes with it, and then, you know, it's up to you to figure out what it is that you can do with the pen, because it's supposed to be for tinkerers. You know, switch different nibs in it, you could put different filling system, whatever. You change it, you heat set stuff or whatever, and you're supposed to figure out what to do with it. So it's not like Noodlers would come out and say, oh, well, brand new, we have the first odorless, you know, Noodlers clear fountain pen, you know.
So. Right. Right. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't do that, but listen, yeah. I think we should wrap it up. It's coming on to almost 50 minutes. We keep blowing past.
Yeah, and I got my puppy. My puppy next to me is starting to whine. She wants to get out.
Yeah, my cat is trying to get my attention too. So, but listen, it is Christmas Eve, I think, because this is a week before.
Yes, this will be Christmas Eve.
As planned, it will be Christmas Eve that this is uploaded. I wish everybody a very good holiday, whether it be Christmas, whatever the hell it is that you
Hanukkah,
celebrate. Yeah,
Kwanzaa,
whatever.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you celebrate, enjoy whatever the hell it is you celebrate with whoever it is that you celebrate it with. Be well. Be safe. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. And I screwed that whole thing up. I got to do that again. Like, just like last week, I fucked it up. Right? All right. Love you guys. Be well. Be safe.
Stay inky.
Why can't you just say it right at the tail? Like be ready. Like, breathe as I'm
saying it. I am right there.
No,
I
like,
am right
there's
there.
There's like an awkward pause in between. All right. Love you guys. Be well. Be safe.
Stay inky.
There you go. All righty, guys. Bye.
Later.